see it.
The following is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network.
In the air to left field, coming in, Dugas diving to his left, has it out number three. 1-0, hit high and deep to right field, giving Jay Cervidio, he will watch it go, back-to-back jacks.
It's time to talk LSU Fighting Tiger baseball.
The pitch, swing and a miss, Tigers win, Tigers win.
This is the Paul Mainieri Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Have a question for Coach? Dial us up at 225-578-4827 or toll free at 1-800-315-8255 from anywhere you're listening. Now, from TJ Ribs on South Acadian in Baton Rouge, standing by with Coach Mainieri, here is the voice of your Fighting Tigers, Chris Blair.
Good Monday night, Tiger fans. Welcome once again into this week's show. We are live here at TJ Ribs on South Acadian. We are happy to have you with us, whether you're here in the restaurant or, of course, maybe listening on your way home or at home already listening online. On tonight's show, going to revisit the successful weekend on the road as LSU took 2 of 3 from Auburn on the Plains. Later on, we'll talk about the prep this week. LSU now has a 5-game home streak coming up to close out the regular season, believe it or not, on the home schedule, starting tomorrow night against number 18, Louisiana Tech. It will be the Bulldogs and Tigers meeting for the second time on the year. Then, of course, this weekend, a very important SEC series, and I highlight important there at the box against Alabama. And as always, if you're out there tonight, we'd love to have you be part of the show. You can call us up if you're in Baton Rouge, 225-578-4827, or toll free at 1-800-315-8255. You can also get a question for the coach in via Twitter at LSU Radio. So get ready for the next hour. We're talking Fighting Tiger baseball, and Coach Paul Mainieri going to join us next after we take this quick break on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future. When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
You can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more. You can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
Back with more on the Paul Mainieri Show, presented by Hancock Whitney. Live from TJ Ribs. Have a question for Coach? Dial us up at 225-578-4827 or toll free at 1-800-315-8255.
Back here with you, just underway on the Paul Menary Show, live from TJ Ribs, official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics, home to our LSU head coaches shows, where we're located on Acadian Thruway, and of course their location at Segan Lane. And you can visit tjribs.com and place your order right now, just in time for dinner. Happy to have join us once again on the show, head coach Paul Menary. And coach, as always, thank you for taking time out to join us. Congratulations on the series victory this past weekend. As I mentioned in the outset, you come into this week, a very important week, maybe the most important week of the season up to this point, with eight games remaining before the SEC tournament, which will be here before we know it.
Well, it's hard to believe, Chris, isn't it, that we're down to our last 2 weeks of the season. It's been a trying season. There's no question about that. It's been a grind at times. I feel good about the way the kids have improved throughout the year. It seems like yesterday we started the season with seven guys in our starting lineup that had never seen an SEC pitch or batter or, you know, play in an SEC game, and now we feel like they're a hardened team that has seen everything that you can see in SEC play, and we're getting better each passing day. What can you say about a guy like Trey Morgan, who was the SEC freshman of the week again, playing tremendous baseball, and Landon Marceau, who's pitched so magnificently for us all year, A.J. Labus, who's pitched so courageously for us all year. Our bullpen seems to be getting better. We're getting some clutch hitting at times. And we've won some big games lately. You know, we've let some games still slip away that maybe had we been able to hold on, we'd be in a little bit different position than we are right now. But, you know, if you look at the glass as being half full, which I'm doing, I feel like we've really made some strides with a young team. And now with 2 weeks to play, you know, I feel like our destiny is in our own hands, not necessarily for a championship, you know, a Western Division or an SEC regular season championship, but, you know, to get into the SEC tournament, to get into the NCAA tournament, I think are within our reach here if we get the job done. And then once you get into those tournaments, then it's a clean slate and anything is possible. And I think we've shown through the years that when we get into the postseason tournament, we always play our best baseball. And, you know, it'd be fun to get to Hoover and win another SEC tournament. That's a great tournament. It'd be fun to get to an NCAA regional, win a regional, and take our chances in a super regional and see if we can get to Omaha. It wouldn't surprise me if we could do those kinds of things. But we got to take care of business first. And it begins with tomorrow night against a really outstanding Louisiana Tech team, and then on to this weekend against a really outstanding Alabama team. So we got a lot of work ahead of us, but I feel good about where we're at.
You know, it's interesting because you mentioned the fact that you had so many guys on this team going through first. And you know, we sometimes forget that we look on the roster and we go, okay, well, this guy's a sophomore, but last year didn't play SEC baseball. And then you've got a number of talented freshmen who obviously are playing it for the first time. And I ran out of time last week on the show, but I did want to mention it because you and I had a conversation. I think you talked about it in the media that last week, and I have to believe the message is kind of the same. You said, hey, I'm typically the game coming up is the biggest game. That's what we're focused on. And that won't change. But you also said, I told some of the younger guys, hey, look, there's a bigger picture here. This is where we are. This is where we want to be. And these are some of the things that I want to share with you. How is that approach different and because of this time of year?
Well, I think, you know, the kids aren't dumb. You know, they knew when I talked to them last week that there were 3 weeks to go in the season. And, you know, you can't win a series, you can't sweep a series unless you win the first game. And you can't, you know, sweep a series unless you win the first two games and so forth. So it doesn't really do a lot of good to talk about those kinds of things because you got to take it one step at a time. But when you see the big picture, I think that inspires and motivates the team that the goals are still well within their reach and there's still something to play for. And if the players lose hope, if the players aren't confident, if they're not motivated, then nothing good is going to happen. And so when they see the big picture that, hey, listen, we can still get into the NCAA tournament and we are an improving team and we are doing some really good things, that once we get into the NCAA tournament, anything is possible, then I think that inspires them and gives them, like I said, hope. And you know, they can do some magic. You know, they can make some things happen. And I think that's, if you watched us play this weekend at Auburn, you know, we played some really good baseball against a tough team. Auburn was inspired. You know, they had played at Georgia the weekend before and won 2 out of 3, and we knew that they were looking at it the same way we were looking at it.
Yeah.
Auburn was looking at it and saying, hey, we've got LSU, we've got Texas A&M, and then we've got Missouri. And if we can take care of business, you know, we can do what we need to do. And so as far as Auburn was looking at this past weekend, they were looking at it the same way we were looking at it. So we went out there the first night, Thursday night. It was a huge game, and it was a great ball game. And Marceau pitched his heart out. He gave up, I think, 3 solo home runs or something, you know, 2 solo homers, maybe a 2-run homer. But then we rallied and we took the lead, and then we were able to expand the lead. We got a great relief performance out of Garrett Edwards, and we held on for a great victory on Thursday night. And then the next night, you know, Labus went out there, pitched his heart out. He gave up a couple of home runs, and then we got some clutch hitting late in the ball game again, and then we got a great relief performance from Devin Fontenot, and all of a sudden we won the series. Unfortunately, we had a chance to sweep a series, which is very difficult to do any time in the SEC, much less on the road. But, you know, we lost a heartbreaker 2-1 on the final day. But, you know, we won a tough series. You know, our third series win on the road in the SEC this year, which is really difficult to do. But it puts us in a position to make these last 2 weeks really matter to us.
You know, I don't know how much you talk to the team about it, because I know you're focused on playing Louisiana Tech tomorrow. But in the outset of the show, and I think you mentioned it earlier today in your press conference, this important week. And when you take a look at the RPI, LSU coming in 22 following the series win this last weekend. I think La Tech, it sits at 24. Alabama's at 29. You could make a case for all three teams, certainly, that they're an NCAA tournament team. So now you've got the Bulldogs tomorrow and Alabama at home. That really makes this week important and a big opportunity for your guys.
And that's the way you have to look at it, Chris. These are going to be 4 tough games this week. Louisiana Tech had an unusual weekend. They actually got rained out of 2 of their 4 games down at Florida International in Miami. And their first game, they only played 3 innings, and it got suspended. So they only used their number one starter for 3 innings. Who knows if they may bring him back tomorrow against us. I know they're starting one of their weekend starters against us tomorrow night, and they've got a lot of guys available out of their bullpen, whereas, you know, of course, we used all 3 of our top starting pitchers. So Louisiana Tech's tough enough, believe me, with their outstanding hitting lineup, much less when you got to face their weekend pitchers, you know, in a midweek game. So we got our work cut out for us tomorrow night. I think Louisiana Tech's ranked like 14th in the country. They're having a great year. They're a well-coached team. They got a very veteran team. And we can't look ahead to Alabama, because we got our work cut out for us tomorrow night. And but if we can get the job done tomorrow night, that would be a huge victory for us and look really good on our resume. We played them earlier this year. We had a good victory against them earlier this year. But it was a tough, hard-fought game. They jumped out to a 5-1 lead. We rallied to win the ball game. And I'm sure that Louisiana Tech's looking forward to having a chance at us again tomorrow night.
Yeah, Coach said it best. It's really a chance this week to make that resume stand out. We're just getting started here tonight on the Paul Menary Show. It's always presented by Hancock Whitney. We're always live here at TJ Ribs. Again, if you're out there and got a question for the coach, you can jump on board with us in Baton Rouge, 225-578-4827. Toll-free from anywhere you're listening tonight, on air or maybe over the app, 1-800-315-8255. We'll have more with Coach coming up right after this here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Arena seats may have been exchanged for love seats. Thousands of chanting voices replaced with inside voices. Furry mascots are now just cats and dogs. And doing the wave only happens when you see your neighbor. But the only thing that hasn't changed is us watching the game together. It's on, baby! Watch together, cheer together, celebrate together, even if you're not actually together. With Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi, you can stream a game from anywhere in your home and watch with anyone. Cox, bringing us closer.
It takes true grit to wake up every morning dedicated to a higher standard of work. At H&E Equipment Services, we're leveraging our national fleet of equipment with a local approach, working closely with customers to understand their needs and provide them reliability, fair prices, and the support of a first-class service team. We're an equipment company run by equipment people. Where others stop, we continue. H&E Equipment Services, the higher standard in equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service.
The Rouse's name is synonymous with seafood. You'll not find anybody with more enthusiasm for the people, waterways, and fisheries of the Gulf Coast. Rouse's Seafood Department is stocked year-round with beautiful fresh seafood caught right here at home by local fishermen. Rouse's also sources in-season from the East Coast and West Coast, so you can enjoy seafood from every coast without leaving your favorite one, the Gulf Coast. And try Rouse's Down the Bayou Seafood Boil Mix in stores now.
Hey, it's Matt Moscona reminding you to stop putting around and take a swing around the parish with Breck's six golf courses. Santa Maria and Beaver Creek offer championship designs and amenities, while Webb and Dumas are 18-hole facilities, lending themselves to great golfing value and an excellent experience, while City Park and J.S. Clark are challenging nine-hole courses with easy-to-access locations. So visit golf.breck.org to book your tee time today. Your next hole-in-one is just a few minutes away. golf.breck.org.
Talking Fighting Tiger Baseball. Dial us up. The phone lines are open at 225-578-4827 or toll free at 1-800-315-8255. This is the Paul Mainieri Show, presented by Hancock Whitney from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Always thrilled to spend some time with Coach Paul Mainieri here at TJ Ribs, the Paul Mainieri Show. We're going to get out to a couple of phone calls. We'll do that in just a moment. But, Coach, I want to go back to this past weekend, another Thursday start, SEC play on the road against Auburn. You and I sat here last week, and you talked about it at the end of the show, that Auburn's a team that at least offensively you got to be worried about, especially as a pitcher. If you make some mistakes, they can make you pay. It was a tight game Thursday night. As you mentioned, the Tigers would pull away, had some clutch hits in the eighth and ninth inning to get some separation there. But Landon Marceau, who's been so spectacular this year, goes 6 1/3 inning. He gives up 7 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, had 11 strikeouts. But when you see that line and having seen the game from the dugout, how do you evaluate his performance Thursday?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal, Chris. You know, I've said this many times throughout the year that Landon has been an ace in every sense of the word. He's given us a chance virtually every time he's pitched this year, and he's going up against the other team's number one starter every time, and he's given us a chance to win every time he's pitched. A week ago against Arkansas, the number one team in the country, he had a no-hitter through 6 innings. Just peel back and look at every game he's pitched this year. We haven't won every game because sometimes we haven't given him the run support or whatever it took for us to win the ball game. But Landon has pitched his heart out for his team, you know, the whole year. And I thought the other night against Auburn, against a really good hitting team in a very small ballpark, you know, 385 to center, 360 in right center, 335 in left center. I mean, you make one bad pitch, you're going to pay for it there. And, you know, it's a tough place to pitch against a really good hitting team. And the guy strikes out. How many strikeouts
11.
Did he have? 11 strikeouts.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought he pitched phenomenal baseball and put his team in a position to win the game. Unfortunately, we came through with some clutch hits late in the game. And, boy, it was a great victory and a great way to start the weekend series.
You know, on the broadcast, on the radio, Bill Franquez, who, he's kind of like E.F. Hutton, if you remember those old commercials.
Oh,
when
yeah.
he says something, it's got something behind it. But he kept saying, as we got later in the game, he said, what's impressive tonight is the Tigers' 7, 8, and 9 hitters contributing. Beloso, Bianco, and Malazzo. They go a combined 3 for 9, 4 runs scored. They have 2 runs batted in. And I've heard you say it before, when we get that type of balance, you know, the Tigers are a tough out because, again, you're top of the order. Obviously, we talked about the weekend Trey Morgan had. I mean, they've been fairly – that's not the right word. They've been very consistent this year. But when all of a sudden you've got 7, 8, 9 guys you got to contend with at the plate, Tigers are different.
Well, I thought that night one of the guy that really stood out to me was Alex Malazzo. He started one rally with a double to lead off an inning, and then he and Jordan Thompson – both had really clutch sacrifice flies with two strikes on them against a tough pitcher. And, you know, sacrifice fly is maybe not a real exciting play in the sport of baseball, but when your batter strikes out, nothing good happens. And when they get two strikes on them, you're hoping they'll put the ball in play. And both of them with two strikes on them put a ball in play and got the ball deep enough into the outfield that the runner could score from third base. And those two runs were really critical. Drew Bianco had a really clutch hit, I remember, to drive in a run. And so, yeah. That's how you add up the runs that it takes to win a ball game. And as I mentioned before, Garrett Edwards, gave him a little bit of a lead. He came in, he threw a lot of strikes and was able to close out the victory. It was a huge win for us on Thursday night.
Yeah, 4-3 going into the latter innings. And again, the Tigers get separation to go on to an 8-3 win. As promised, let's go out to the phone lines. Bill's been waiting patiently. Bill, you're now on with Coach Palmieri.
All right. Hi, Chris. Hi, Coach. Last time we talked a month ago, I tell you my nickname's Smiley, and like that old Wet Willie song, keep on smiling, right?
Okay, Wet Willie. A Wet Willie reference.
Because, you know, and since we talked, Tigers have been on a roll, and I'm glad to see it. And, you know, it's like I hear the sports writers talk about, even on the broadcast Thursday and Friday, and then last night on Channel 9, they say, well, I don't know if the Tigers are going to get enough conference wins to host a tournament. At this point in time, with the way the season's gone, I'm glad the Tigers are playing ball. And wherever you got to go, like you said, starting with tomorrow night, right? Just play ball, Coach. Go
that's
Tigers.
Right. That's right. You know, hey, listen, you know, every year doesn't turn out exactly the way you want it to be. You know, the goal every year is to host in the postseason, and we've done that, you know, most years, you know, during my tenure here as a coach at LSU, but sometimes it doesn't go exactly the way you want it. But, you know, you got to look at the cup as being half full sometimes, you know, with the inexperienced team and the kids are hanging in there and they're fighting like crazy right to the end. And, you know, you thank God for small accomplishments sometimes. And, you know, sometimes the kids learn lessons that lead to greater things down the road. And I think back to when I first started here at LSU, you know, my first year here, you know, we didn't maybe have all the horses that we needed to win championships, but we laid the groundwork for things to come over the next couple of years. And you know, the third year we won the national championship, and I don't think we would have won the national championship if not for the foundation that was built in year one and year two. And so sometimes, you know, we get a little impatient. We want to win everything every year, but sometimes it takes some building blocks to be able to get to where we want to eventually get to. And, you know, you look at how some of these young players are developing. This kid, Trey Morgan, has been a highlight for me for the entire year. Really my entire career, to see a young kid like this, the way he plays ball. I mean, Tiger fans have to love watching this kid play baseball, the way the pride that he takes in his defense. He hits all kinds of pitching. You know, to see him evolve, to see the way Jordan Thompson has developed and continues to improve, to see Dylan Cruz and some of the magnificent things that he's done, to see the way Cade Doty has moved over to third base and continues to evolve, the way that Gavin Dugas has developed this year, the way that Landon Marceau and A.J. Labus have pitched, and Fontenot has come out of the bullpen, Garrett Edwards and Javon Coleman now is starting to pitch for us, and you know, many other aspects of it. It's coming together, Chris, and, you know, it's maybe going to come a little bit short of what we expect typically at LSU to host a regional, to host a super regional. I'm still not sure that we're not going to make it to Omaha. I'm not sure that we're not going to win an SEC tournament. I still believe that those things are possibilities, and our players believe it, and we're just going to keep fighting and battling. These next eight games are going to tell the tale of what happens for our regular season and our postseason opportunities, and then when we get into the postseason, clean slate. It's everything is even for everybody, and you get what you earn in the postseason. And if we have to go on the road to do it, then we go on the road this year to do it.
All right. Well, thank you, Bill, for the call. We got much more coming up as we continue with Coach Manieri. Got a couple of calls to get to when we come back. Want to remind you, fans, Tabasco sauce. They've been exciting taste buds for over 150 years, just like your Fighting Tigers. So bring the heat to your next game day with Tabasco sauce, the number one pick of the LSU Tigers. We'll continue with more. Got some calls. Continue to talk about last weekend. Talk about tomorrow. Talk about this weekend. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you're out there tonight, you can give us a call. We'll be back in a moment. It's the Paul Mainieri Show presented by Hancock Whitney. We are live from TJ Ribs here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future. When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
You can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more. You can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
With more on the Paul Mainieri Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, live from TJ Ribs, from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Back here with Coach Mainieri, the Tigers looking to get to action once again tomorrow night at the box. They'll take on Louisiana Tech. Should be a great ball game. Then this coming up weekend, it'll be Alabama in town. Well, waiting patiently. Charlie had to wait this week. Charlie, I'm sorry, but thanks for holding on. You're now on with Coach Paul Mainieri.
I will always wait when I hear the, I can hear the wisdom of Coach Mainieri and Chris Blair.
No wisdom. There ain't no wisdom here. I'm just asking the question. Coach has the wisdom.
Yeah, well, no, there's wisdom. And I hope both of y'all took care of the most important peoples in your life yesterday for Mother's Day.
Yes, indeed.
Because they're actually the superstars of everything. But getting to baseball, Coach Mainieri brought up a point about Alex Milazzo and Drew Bianco making good balls. I'll tell you what, the biggest hit Drew Bianco's made all year was that squeeze bunt against Arkansas the previous week that provided the winning margin in a 5-4 game. And one of the biggest plays of the season happened when Cade Doty catches a line drive right before Arkansas got two more runs, and then they were able to close it out. So those were all big plays. But one of the other big plays is that I found looking at the game is LSU, the Tigers are down 5-3, and they almost hit it in a double play, but they beat it out and get a run in, and then you proceed to get two more runs to go up 6-5. And so you had that three runs right there, and that was the difference in that game on Friday night. So it's all the little things. That happened, fouling off the pitch, working the walk, I can see. I tell you what, this guy Ryan Bliss from Auburn, if he's not a first-round draft choice when he's good up there, he's a nightmare, and he's able to foul the pitch off and then get the home run or the big hit. So whoever got him out did a great job, looking at that. A great hit by Trey Morgan where he got the curveball too, and he got the two-run triple on Thursday night. So there's so many plays that happen, and I will tell you the other thing. I have no problem when this team goes on the road. They've shown they have a winning record on the road. So I have no problem going in the regional somewhere else or the super regional somewhere else. because I think this team is going to shock the world in May and in early June. And I've said it right here, right now, and all the ne'er-do-wells and all that stuff will come running back. I'll have to dodge all the people jumping on the bandwagon again, but that's fine. I know where I'm at right now. And I really believe that the best days are ahead. I think the future is laid out. I see so much. I see three potential number one draft choices in Cruz, Trey Morgan, and Kay Duddy on this team. I see Jordan Thompson. So this team, the best is yet to come. So I'm going to let you guys talk about it. And y'all impart your wisdom. I'm going to try to get up there next Monday night, but as a close out the season, to show my appreciation. But go Tigers.
Boy, is Charlie, is he an optimist and a positive thinker?
He really is.
Isn't he? But, you know, he's very knowledgeable about the game too, Chris. He, you know, he recognizes those little things in a game. You know, a guy hustles, he hits a ground ball that looks like a double play, and he hustles it out, beats the throw to first base by a step, and gets us a run, and it sets the stage for another hit that scores us a couple of runs. And those little things add up, and they end up making the difference between winning and losing. And, you know, those things don't happen if players don't hustle, if players don't really have a strong desire to win, if they're not enthusiastic and have a love of the game and optimism and are motivated, you know. And winning doesn't just happen. You know, it doesn't happen just because it says LSU across your chest, because other teams have great players. And he mentioned the shortstop from Auburn, Bliss. Ryan Bliss, I think, is his first name.
Mm-hmm.
What an outstanding ball player that kid is. I mean, he's really a outstanding player, and there's a lot of great players in this league. And, you know, when you're trying to get them out in critical situations and they're battling like crazy, just like I remember that ninth inning against Arkansas when Fontenot was pitching and how tough their hitters were. You know, Fontenot was having a tough time putting them away. It wasn't because Fontenot wasn't throwing the ball great. He was throwing the ball 96 miles an hour and putting it right where he wanted, and their hitters just were battling them like crazy. And, you know, we were fortunate to finally get the last out before the tying run crossed home plate, not because Devin Fontenot wasn't throwing the ball great. It was just because Arkansas had really good players, really good hitters. And this is what the SEC is. This Nolan Kane and I were talking about it earlier today. This is, in my opinion, 15 years I've been in the league. Of course, we didn't play the SEC last year because of the pandemic. Far and away, the best I've ever seen the SEC this year. It's been unbelievable. Just the quality of the players, the quality of the league from top to bottom. You know, I watched Texas A&M play Ole Miss on television yesterday. Here's Texas A&M, who's had a rough year record-wise. Played their hearts out against Ole Miss, beat them with a grand slam late in the game, and then pitched out of a first and second nobody out jam in the eighth inning. They haven't given up. Auburn hasn't given up. LSU hasn't given up. Everybody's playing their tails off. What a remarkable league it is. You know, from top to bottom, it's really just an amazing league. And you know, you don't get anything unless you earn it. And when you get something, you should be proud of it, because you really had to play great and you had to put everything you have out there on the field in order to earn it and to get it. And you know, you're proud of what you get. I mean, our record is not what we're used to here at LSU. I'm not proud of our record. Don't get me wrong. What I'm proud of is the effort of our players, and I'm proud when we do win a game that what it took for us to be able to get that victory. And you know, we've lost four games on the road in walk-off fashion. It tells you just how close we are. We've also won three series on the road, which tells you how tough that is. And for us to have won three series on the road out of our four series on the road has really been amazing. And yet we've still lost four games where the other team has scored in the bottom of in their last at-bat and left us on the field. So we're so close to really being right in the middle of everything, and yet, you know, it's discouraging to some degree that our record is what it is, you know, in the league overall. We just got to keep battling right to the very end, Chris, and see what happens.
Well, one young man that keeps battling, and we touched on it earlier, the freshman of the week, second time in 3 weeks to Trey Morgan. He hit .529 on the weekend, had six runs scored, three runs batted in. Came away with the home run, you know, on Saturday in the top of the first inning. And I kept talking about throughout the weekend to Bill about how he right now is like the table setter. I mean, he's the guy you want to see atop the order. And I know talking to you like second show of the season, you said, hey, one of the things I like about Trey Morgan is sometimes we put power hitters only into home run hitters. He goes, but if you hit doubles and you hit triples, and eventually maybe the home runs pick up down the stretch. But you can be a power hitter when you get extra base hits. Do you see his future, whether it's at LSU or down the road several years when he's in the major leagues? Is he a leadoff hitter? I mean, or is he a guy that you could see down the road as he progresses being anywhere in the lineup?
Well, Chris, I think that Major League Baseball has changed their whole philosophy about things. You know, if I'm not mistaken, Mike Trout, for example, bats second in the order with the Angels. And this is probably the best power hitter in baseball. The statisticians, the metrics people have figured out that if you bat second in the order over the course of a long season, it gets you 60 more at-bats over the course of the year. I was listening to the game, I think it was yesterday or one of the games, and I heard a broadcaster in the SEC talk about, you know, this is why you put such a good hitter in the leadoff spot, because when the lineup turns over, now the pitcher has to face this guy, and if your team is trying to come from behind, this is who you want up at the plate. You know, there's different philosophies. You know, in the old days, we used to put the guy that could get on base all the time in the leadoff spot. You put your best hitter in the three hole, you know, because that was the most RBI opportunities. So, you know, people have changed the way that they make lineups now in the modern era. I had Dylan Cruz leading off before, and you know, to me, Morgan is. He gives you the best of both worlds. He gets on base, but he also can drive in runs. He also can hit for some power. He also can hit extra base hits. You know, to me, he's the perfect leadoff hitter for us in the philosophy that we'd like to have, a guy that can hit an extra base hit, a guy that can also draw a walk, a guy that's difficult to strike out, a guy that can steal a base. I mean, he brings a lot of things to the table as a leadoff hitter.
No doubt about it. And again, earning the SEC Freshman of the Week, deservedly so. We'll continue with more. We'll finish up talking about this past weekend. We'll talk about preparation beginning probably early today, getting ready for tomorrow's game against Louisiana Tech. And, of course, maybe before we're done, a quick preview of Alabama, who will come to the box this weekend. It's all coming up as we continue on the Paul Mainieri Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Hey LSU fans, did you know that Planet Fitness is the official gym of LSU Athletics? That's right, and as an LSU Athletic fan, you can get a special offer of just $1 down at any of the 6 Baton Rouge area locations with offer code PFLSU. You'll get free fitness training, tons of cardio and strength equipment, and a totally friendly staff. Planet Fitness is a comfortable place to go at your own pace. You can find out more at planetfitness.club/LSU. And go Tigers!
At BMW, we made the ultimate range of SAVs. And because each of the 7 X-Range sports activity vehicles flawlessly balance dynamic power, spacious size, and sleek design, you can choose from a fleet that fits perfectly into your life. Like the versatile and bold X1, the unbelievably powerful X3, or the luxurious X7. No matter who you are, no matter where you're going, no matter what's next, there's an X to take you there.
Test drive at one of your local Louisiana BMW dealers and take advantage of exclusive offers.
We all know there's something special by growing up in Louisiana. Our culture, our history, how we care for each other cannot be matched anywhere in the world. The same goes for Louisiana Dental Center. Local dentists helping local people just like you and me. And of course, for years, proud partners of our beloved LSU Fighting Tigers. Louisiana Dental Center, your dental home team. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Go Tigers!
Get in the game and start the action at Paragon Casino Resort. Play like a champion on our expansive gaming floor. Dine out with a little extra flavor and spice at every meal. Unwind in our world-class spa. Take a dip in one of 3 pools or hit the greens at our award-winning golf course. Finish your night in comfort with a relaxing stay at our incredible hotel or RV park. Down here, this is how we play. At Paragon Casino Resort, located in Marksville, Louisiana.
Hey Tiger fans, I have a question. Got milk? No, I mean real milk.
from real cows, nature's energy drink, and your source for protein, calcium, and vitamin D. It helps build strong bodies the right way and even helps your body recover faster after a workout. So the next time you're shopping for groceries, be sure to pick up some real milk from your Louisiana dairy farmers. Real milk, real good, and real good for your body.
Talking Fighting Tiger Baseball. This is the Pulmonary Show, presented by Hancock Whitney from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Just a quick reminder that the dairy farmers of Louisiana making sure you can fuel your body with nature's energy drink. That's real milk, your source of protein, calcium, and vitamin D. Visiting with Coach Pulmonary here on this Monday night. Tigers in action tomorrow, 6:30. As a great matchup, Louisiana Tech hoping to come down from Ruston, take on your Fighting Tigers again with first pitch at 6:30. Coach, I want to go back, looking to this weekend from a pitching standpoint. I want to go back to Thursday because Garrett Edwards, to me, back-to-back really good performances, and I bragged on him, you bragged on him a little bit last week to go in that game three against Arkansas and pitch really solidly for your ball club. Does the same thing because, again, all three games – at times were tight and up in the air, and I thought he went in, again, didn't look like a freshman, looked like he was in control and ready for the moment.
I think this young man has a chance to be special, Chris. He's a very poised young man from his days. I attribute it to his days as a basketball player, standing on that free throw line or the three-point line and having to make a clutch shot. He stands on that pitcher's mound, and nothing rattles him, really. He, you know, you need a strike, he's going to throw a strike. And his stuff is getting better. He's throwing harder than he ever has. His slider's good. His changeup is good. He's a very poised kid. He's a competitor. And as he continues to mature physically and gains more experience, I just think he's going to be a really outstanding college pitcher. I think he's an outstanding college pitcher right now. He's pitched two weekends in a row in very high-pressure situations. He's come through for us, and I think he's going to be a key guy for us down the stretch here this weekend and beyond. So, I think it's helped us. You know, one night him, one night Fontenot. If we have a chance to hold on to a lead, I have all the confidence in the world that those two guys can do it.
Friday night, A.J. Labus, obviously, in the start for the Tigers. And I asked you this earlier about Landon Marceau, but I find this interesting. For those who looked at the final line, maybe didn't see the game, didn't hear the game, didn't see how the game flowed, he went 5 2/3, 9 hits given up, 5 runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Your thoughts on that? Because, again, your team was in the mix, and when he left the game, the Tigers had a chance to win a ball game, and that's what you're asking.
Chris, you know, it sounds like all I do is defend the players, but honestly, you know, you have to look at A.J. Labus and say, okay, he's not a power pitcher. He's not going to throw 95 miles an hour. He doesn't have a knockout slider and, you know, the power stuff that you see out of a lot of guys. What he is he's a strike thrower. He changes speeds. He has to pitch both sides of the plate and change speeds, and he's got to throw the ball over the plate. Well, sometimes, you know, in these ballparks that we go to, they're much smaller than our ballpark. I mean, Auburn's field 385 to dead center. Our field is 405, you know, 361 in the right center field gap. Our ballpark's like 375, you know, and so what would normally be just routine fly balls at our park are home runs in these other ballparks. So what is AJ to do? Not throw the ball over the plate? I mean, he doesn't miss bats a lot. You know, his idea is to not get hard contact and get fly ball outs and ground ball outs and those type of things. So I admire AJ because he's not afraid to throw the ball over the plate, but sometimes in these other ballparks, especially when the wind's blowing out, what would normally be a routine fly ball out ends up being a home run. So he gave up 4 home runs the other night out of his 9 hits. 4 of them were home runs, and I don't remember exactly, but at least 2 or 3 of them would not have been home runs in our ballpark,
right,
is what I'm saying to you. Hey, listen, it is what it is. It's the same for both teams. But what I'm saying is that A.J. pitched a lot better than maybe people would give him credit for in what his line might show. For me, I was really proud of the kid. You know, he kept his team in the game. He was fearless out there. He battled like crazy and gave us a chance to win, which eventually we did win. Had he, you know, walked batters and then given up home runs, then it would have not given us a chance to win. But he was fearless. He kept throwing the ball over the plate. He gave up home runs. You know, he gave up two solo home runs in the first inning. It didn't mean that all of a sudden he started, you know, being afraid to throw the ball over the plate. He kept throwing strikes, got a lot of outs for us, pitched into the sixth inning. Now, he ended up giving up a couple more home runs. But, you know, he didn't dominate the other team. But at the same time, I thought he pitched very effectively. And like I said, when he left the ball game, he gave his team a chance to win. We were still in the game. We eventually got some clutch hits, and we were able to pull out the victory.
No question about it. The Tigers, just like in game one, able to get some clutch hits down the stretch and get some separation in that eighth and ninth inning to go on to the 9-6 victory to take the series on the road at Plainsman Park. We'll take another quick timeout. We come back. We'll start talking about tomorrow's game. What we can expect from Louisiana Tech, a team that LSU saw way back on February 22nd. Seems like a lifetime ago. We'll also get a sneak preview of Alabama for that series coming up this week. So stay with us. More to come on the Paul Mainieri Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU Tiger fans are gearing up with real Tigers apparel and merchandise from the official online store at lsushop.net. Get jerseys, sideline gear, polos, t-shirts, hats, official team merchandise from Nike, accessories, and much more. Over 3,600 products all shipped right to your door. Head to the place real Tiger fans go for the selection only real Tiger fans get at lsushop.net. LSU Tiger fans are gearing up with real Tigers apparel and merchandise from the official online store at lsushop.net. Get jerseys, sideline gear, polos, t-shirts, hats, official team merchandise from Nike, accessories, and much more. Over 3,600 products all shipped right to your door. Head to the place real Tiger fans go for the selection only real Tiger fans get at lsushop.net.
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more. Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
With more on the Paul Mainieri Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, live from TJ Ribs, from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
All right, the Tigers have a very important week. That's kind of been the theme if you've tuned in tonight. Coach, obviously, we're all going to be keeping an eye on the weather, obviously, tomorrow. But Louisiana Tech's scheduled to come down. Just from a logistical standpoint, for the fan perspective and even those of us who work the game, kind of what's the plan? What are the logistics in you know, a team that's coming down from Ruston for a 6:30 first pitch as far as monitoring the weather and the radar and all that goes into it?
Well, they're actually not coming down from Ruston. They're coming up from Miami.
Oh, that's right. They were over there.
Yeah, they played in Miami this weekend, and they got rained out of two of their four games. But they flew from Miami to Louisiana and are spending the night here in Baton Rouge tonight.
Oh, okay, all right.
So they're already here. So we're gonna wait it out, you know. And I think the forecast has gotten better, and it looks like it's gonna clear up. I mean, there's still a chance of rain tomorrow night, and you know, I think they're out of school now. I'm assuming they're out of school to be able to do with what they're doing here. And I haven't talked to their coach yet, but I'm assuming that they're gonna want to get the game in. We want to get the game in, so. There's a good chance we're going to play tomorrow night, and we're looking forward to it. It's a big game for both teams, really. I mean, I'm sure that Louisiana Tech, they're competing for their conference championship. They're a half a game out of first place behind Southern Mississippi in the Conference USA. They're having a great year. They're ranked 14th in the country, Louisiana Tech. Their RPI, would you say it was 24 or 23?
Yeah, 24, yeah.
And you know, they have a really veteran lineup. I think they have 7 of their starting 9 hitters are hitting over 300. They've hit almost 60 home runs. It seems like some of those guys have been there forever. You know, we've coached against them every year. It seems like for the last decade, okay. But they have a really good team, and they only used a couple of their starting pitchers this weekend because they had rained out of 2 games. So they're starting one of their weekend starters tomorrow night, and they've got a lot of bullpen arms that they didn't use this weekend. So it's going to be a real challenge tomorrow night. There's no question about it, Chris. And I have a lot of respect for their coach. Lane Burrows is a really outstanding coach. Cut his teeth at Mississippi State as an assistant coach. He does a great job there. You know, it's going to be a battle tomorrow night, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a big game for both teams. I'm sure Louisiana Tech is holding on hopes of hosting a regional. There's no question they're an NCAA team, and, you know, whoever wins a game tomorrow night, it's going to be a good win on their resume, no question about it.
Well, I think I'm excited. I'm glad to know that. I didn't realize they were here in Louisiana, southern Louisiana, and, again, that allows for a little more room, wiggle room, in getting that game in tomorrow, so we're excited about that. Will Helmers, you announced earlier today, expected to get the start. He's been so good for you during the midweek affair. Is it going to be important in this game as well to get more guys work, or is Will this time around maybe gets a little longer leash?
I think we're probably going to end up using a lot of guys again tomorrow night, Chris. Again, because we, you know, had such great starting pitching performances, we didn't use a lot of guys this weekend, and I think we need to, you know, use these guys, and it's going to be important, you know, believing that we're going to need them in the postseason. We need to keep using them, and it's been a formula that's worked well for us in the midweek. We haven't lost a game all year, knock on wood, in the middle of the week, and we've used all these guys, and hopefully they can continue to pitch well for us.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a pretty good flow going to those arms during the midweek, and as Coach said, the results speak for themselves. We'll take a quick break, and then before we're done, we're going to talk a little bit about Alabama again tomorrow. The hope is 6:30, first pitch, Louisiana Tech, LSU. That should be a great baseball game on the diamond. We hope to see you there now that it's 100% capacity at the box. We'll take a break, come back. We'll finish up the show, the last segment with Coach this week, as we continue on the Paul Mainieri Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
This is Richard Zuschlaw, CEO of Acadian Ambulance Service. On behalf of all the Acadian employee owners, please be careful while driving. Always use your seatbelt and never text and drive.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to healthcare, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics. Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
This is Richard Zuschlaw, CEO of Acadian Ambulance Service. On behalf of all the Acadian employee owners, please be careful while driving. Always use your seatbelt and never text and drive.
Okay, secure the vehicle and check the perimeter. I'll be back in 5.
Yes, sir.
May I help you?
I have an order slip here for a money transport.
A what now?
A money transport. It's wrote right here. Stacked cash.
Oh, Stacked. The new family of games from the lottery.
Play the Stacked family of games loaded with cash prizes. Win up to $200,000.
Look alive. We've got valuable cargo here, son.
How many stacks today, sir?
All of them, son.
Pick up the Stacked family of games today. Win up to $200,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
50 years ago on Easter Sunday, Breck's Baton Rouge Zoo proudly opened our doors. And we've been hopping ever since. 5 decades of connecting people with animals, teaching our community about the problems facing wildlife and how we can help, and working with zoos across the world to protect endangered species. Today, our future is taking flight by stretching the possibilities of what your zoo can become while we keep it fun and affordable for everyone. Thanks for coming along.
This is the Paul Mainieri Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Two talented teams on the diamond tomorrow night. Hope to see you at the box, 6:30, Louisiana Tech and LSU. Each week I try to, well, kind of twist the arm of Coach Mainieri because I know he's focused, uber-focused on the action tomorrow, but I know a lot of you looking ahead to this weekend. We touched on it earlier, very important week for the Tigers and the SEC series coming up at home against the Alabama Crimson Tide. They are 28-17 on the year, 11-12 right now in league play. Obviously a chance for LSU to climb up in the SEC West standings. But, Coach, I guess the question, again, that's the plan. That's what you and the team want to do. But what stands out about this team for Alabama here this season that impresses you, that tells you it's going to be a challenge?
Well, the fact that they're in the SEC presents a challenge. That's all you have to say, really. But they have a really good young coach by the name of Brad Bohannon, and he's a very good recruiter. He's continued to improve them with each passing year. Their talent level has definitely been upgraded each year, and they're playing good baseball. They went to Arkansas earlier in the year and beat them on Friday night, I think 16-1. I think they had a 10-run second inning in their opening game at Arkansas earlier this year. They've had some really good victories. They've got a real good arm on Friday night. But then Saturday they've got a kid that's really evolving into a good prospect, a kid named Smith. They've got an outstanding closer that's done very well for them this year. And they've got a good solid lineup. They've got power. They've got, you know, just a really solid team. They play really good defense. And it's going to be a tough challenge. There's no question about it. Anytime Alabama and LSU get on a field in any sport or on an athletic field, you know that there's going to be great competition between the teams. You know, we've played an exceptionally difficult home schedule this year when you think about it, Chris. You know, we've had two teams that were ranked number one in the country when they played here, Arkansas and Vanderbilt. We had Mississippi State. You know, when you look at the top four teams in the country in the poll today, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Tennessee, and Mississippi State, three of those four have played here at the box this year. You know, we haven't won a series yet at home, which is very unusual in our first four series. So, you know, not that Alabama is going to be any walk in the park, but at least we're not playing a top five team in the country, you know. And you know, Alabama's going to be a tough team. I got a lot of respect for them. I got a lot of respect for their coach, and I've watched them play a few games, and they got a really good lineup, you know, from 1 through 9, and it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us. But like you said earlier, we got to focus first on Louisiana Tech, and we've got a couple of days to worry about Alabama. But it'll be a great series, and it'll be our last home series of the year. It'll be Senior Day on Sunday. Sounds like the weather's going to be good on the weekend. I would expect, you know, with our 100% capacity, that we're going to have really nice crowds this weekend rooting on the Tigers, and that would be a great boost for our players. And hopefully, you know, we'll play well for them, for our fans, and they'll inspire us to great victories this weekend.
Looking forward to it, Coach. Real quick, before I let you go, I don't know if you mentioned it or anybody asked you. Obviously, Landon, obviously, A.J. Laba still in evaluation going in this week for Game 3.
I get that question all the time. Isn't that amazing? Why should we change now? Let's just call him TBA, okay? But obviously, McHale has been pitching great for us the last two weekends, and we just need to take it one game at a time and see where we are and do what we can to win each and every ball game. But obviously, McHale is a guy would probably have the inside track to that third ball game.
All right, fans, we'll just make sure you're there on Sunday or listening. And as we say in our business, Coach, stay tuned. As always, thanks for joining us and looking forward to tomorrow night. We'll see you at the box. Get after them.
All right, sounds good, Chris.
Head Coach Paul Mainieri, our thanks to him for joining us. Everybody here at TJ Ribs, Jeff Palermo, as well as our straw stirring the drink, Mr. Taylor Sharp. And we thank you for joining us and hope you'll join us again Monday.
The Paul Mainieri Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network. This broadcast is intended solely for the private use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or internet streaming is prohibited. The LSU Sports Radio.
Radio Network, a division of LSU SP and Playfly Sports.